lovers they can't divide, making it side by side. Trouble may be around us, standing our ground and we won't give in. Swimming against the tide, making it side by side.
Morning.
Good morning.
I'm Mr. Rogers, your new mailman.
Hi.
I have a package here for Mr. Jack Tripper.
Oh, I'll take it.
No, no. He has to sign for it.
Well, can I do it?
I'm sorry, I'm going to need a proper signature if you want your salad bowl.
That's a crock.
Well, you don't have to get huffy about it.
I mean, that's a crock, not a salad bowl.
Oh.
Vicky, did you... Oh, good morning.
Jack, this is our new mailman, Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, isn't it?
Do you know how many times a day I hear that?
I guess he doesn't want to be my friend.
Just sign here. One of these days I'm going to get a TV and find out who this Mr. Rogers is.
Now that he's gone, I've got a special delivery for Miss Victrola Bradford.
What?
Your good morning kiss.
Jack, my father's gonna walk through that door any minute.
I don't want to kiss him. Come on. Oh, it's a good morning.
Oh, it certainly is. I can't wait for you to tell Daddy the good news.
Oh, neither can I. When he sees how much profit we made here last month, he's gonna flip.
My father?
Well, not at first. I mean, he'll look at the books and he'll say, mm-hmm, aha. And then he'll say something like, is this the best you can do? And he'll probably follow that up with something like, so you made a few bucks, big deal.
And that's what you're looking forward
to? No, Vicky, that's just his style. But sooner or later, he's got to say, Jack, my boy, you did a good job. I'm going to get the books. He's going to be here any minute.
Morning, EZ.
Morning, Vicky. You know what time it is?
Yeah, it's a little after 11.
Uh-oh.
What's the hurry?
I don't want to miss Mrs. McGreevy's funeral.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was she a friend?
No, an adulteress.
What?
Didn't you ever watch Days Without End?
You're talking about a soap opera.
Not just a soap opera. Days Without End is the king of the suds. It's about this guy who was born in a tenement in the slums. He didn't even know who his real parents were, and his stepfather was a drunk.
That's very interesting.
Wait, you haven't heard the best part. He had to work as a shoeshine boy just so his family would have Christmas presents. And now, locked in a billion-dollar power struggle with the Persian sheikh, he wins the Nobel Peace Prize.
What do you see? What do you see in that kind of stuff?
So real.
Oh, good morning, Daddy.
Where's Jack?
Oh, he should be down in a second. If you'll excuse me, I've got to get changed.
Great. Morning, Mr. Bradford. How are you feeling? Before you answer that, I'd like you to take a little look at this.
So far, so good.
Nothing.
Is this the best you can do?
All right!
So, you made a few bucks. What do you expect me to do?
Burn handspring?
No, not at your age. What? Maybe you better just start out with a few finger twirls, work your way up.
Are you through?
No, look at the profits here.
Let me tell you something, young man. If you want to start making profits...
I'm telling you, I mean
real profits. Then you have to stop throwing your money away on things like this.
A candle?
A candle holder. Why do you need it?
If you didn't have it, the candle would fall out and the customers might tend to catch on fire. You know what I'm saying?
You want candle holders? Here. What's wrong with this?
Won't your arms get tired?
You know what I mean.
I have no idea what you mean, Mr. Brady. You're not making any sense.
And you are not making enough profits to warrant all the time and money that I have put into this restaurant.
Well, why don't you do us all a favor and stay out?
Oh, if I stayed away from here, do you know what would happen?
Yeah, there'd be room for 4 more customers.
That's it. I was right about you from the beginning. You will never amount to anything. Not now, not ever. Never!
Well, you're not so perfect either.
Obviously not. I brought up a daughter who settled for you.
That's it. I've had it.
Jack? What are you doing?
Huh? You know what I'm doing? I'm putting this restaurant up for sale. That's what I'm doing.
What?
Look, I can't deal with your father anymore. From now on, I don't have anything more to do with him.
Did you tell me what happened?
Vicky, I showed him the profits and he bit my head off.
Jack, would you put down the phone and tell me what happened?
Look, there's just no pleasing that man. You know, no matter what I do, he's always finding fault. Pick, 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 pick.
Oh. Is there any reason to give up the restaurant you worked so hard for?
Let me tell you something. I have had it up to here.
Oh, Jack, come on. You know it hasn't been easy for my father to accept our living together.
Vicky, that had nothing to do with it. It wasn't that. Man went crazy. I just don't understand why someone who has that much money worries about money so much. The guy drives me crazy.
It's because you don't know what he's gone through.
What?
My father wouldn't want anybody to know this, but he wasn't always the man you see today.
He wasn't?
No. He was born in a tenement in the slums.
He was?
He didn't even know who his real parents were.
He didn't?
His stepfather was an alcoholic.
No.
Do you know at Christmas he had to work as a shoeshine boy just to buy presents for his brothers and sisters?
Your father shined shoes?
To buy toys for the little ones.
Poor guy.
Well, try to remember that the next time he loses his temper with you.
Oh, Vicky, I will. After work tonight, I'm going to go over there and patch things up with him.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
But Jack...
What?
Don't let him know I told you. It would really embarrass him.
I understand. I can't, the guy shines shoes at Christmas?
I couldn't help overhearing that story.
You did?
And I gotta tell you, your father's life would make a great soap opera. I'm all done in here, Jackson. I'm taking off.
Me too.
Oh, you gonna go apologize to Mr. Bradford?
Yeah, I just wish I knew what to say to him.
I've been thinking about that. You know how they say a picture's worth 1,000 words?
Uh-huh.
Well, this is worth a whole dictionary.
It'll be easier to patch things up over a couple of drinks. Thanks, Ease.
You got it.
Mr. Bradford.
May I come in?
Of course. Come in. Come in out of the cold.
I just came over to apologize. To apologize.
You came over here to apologize to me?
Yes.
That's unbelievable. I was on my way over to apologize to you.
Oh? Well, that takes care of that. Good night.
Wait! Mr. Brad, would you like some scotch?
Thank you.
Hang on, what I meant was, as long as you came all the way over, why don't you stay and have a drink?
Well, all right. Guess a short one wouldn't hurt.
You look real nice tonight. New shoes?
Oh, no, I just shined them today.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring that up.
What?
Nothing, here. Come on, sit down.
Thank you. Jack, I have a confession to make about this morning. You see, how about a scotch?
Sure.
And not too much. Not too little either. Scold.
Scold? That's funny. I didn't put any ice in here. little Fjordian slip there. Norwegian humor. Good look at you. I'm having so much fun being with you like this. This is great. But, Mr. Bradford, you were saying something. What about a confession?
Yes, I... How about another scotch?
No, thanks. I like to nurse mine. I don't want to drink it all at once because for you, sure. I can know you mean for you because you had the empty. Then I'm sorry.
Thank you. Jack, when I lost my temper with you this morning, it had nothing to do with candle holders.
It didn't?
No, I feel my life is slipping away.
Why?
Yesterday, I was standing on a crowded bus, and sitting near me was this pretty girl.
Yeah?
Well, she got up and offered me her seat.
Well, that was sweet of her.
Sweet? I went into shock. The next thing I knew, I was at Beverly Hills. It was devastating.
Really? You used to be so nice there.
I'm not talking about Beverly Hills. I'm talking about being old. That girl made me feel like I belonged in a retirement home. And then this morning, when you said that I was too old to turn handsprings...
Wait, is that what this is all about, Mr. Bradford? Come on, you're not old.
Really?
No, what are you, 60, 61?
54.
And a young 54 at that, I might add. Honest. Come on, just because your hair is thinning, your face is covered with wrinkles, that's all.
Thanks, Jack. That makes me feel so much
better. Come on, Mr. Carter, loosen up. All right, your problem is not that you're old, but that you think that you're old.
Oh, what about all my wrinkles?
Those are character lines. Come on. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take you out. We're going to have fun, and when this night is over, you're going to feel young again.
Where are you going to take me? Disneyland?
No. We're going to hit some bars, have a few drinks, and have a great time.
Okay.
All right?
Then, can we go to Disneyland?
Yeah. There's one for the Matterhorn.
All right. 47 bottles of beer on the wall. 47 bottles of beer.
A 100 bottles of beer. 100 bottles.
I gotta take a rest.
I thought you said this was a shortcut.
Well, it was last week. Of course, I was going someplace else. You rang, sir?
Mr. Bradford. May I be frank with you?
Why? Are you tired of being Jack?
My ribs hurt!
Oh, Mr. Bradford. You know, you have a wonderful singing voice.
That is probably due to my theatrical training.
You were an actor?
Back in college, I played it all. History, tragedy, pastoral. Pastoral, comical, historical, pastoral, tragical, historical. Tragical, comical, historical, pastoral.
That's wonderful.
That's Shakespeare.
Shakespeare.
Would you like to see my can-can?
What are you talking
about? Our production of Moulin Rouge was a personal triumph. I didn't play the little guy. No, I did the can-can.
Uh-oh. Watch out!
Come on! La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la
baby.
Woo! Of course, it loses something without the bloomers. And I'm having a wonderful time.
It is a gas.
Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
I think nature is calling.
I don't hear anything.
Not that nature. All that drinking.
Why didn't you do something about that when we were back in the bar?
It wasn't calling then.
Go back.
No, no. I can't.
Why not?
I don't think I can make it.
Well, it's dark. No one's around.
What do you mean?
Go bush it.
Listen, if you can do this, you can do that.
But not at the same time.
Come on, go for it. Now, let's go.
Oh, wait. First.
Oh. I'm here.
Excuse me, mademoiselle.
Officer, top of the evening to you.
What are you doing here?
I was just walking through the park.
At this time of night?
Well, see, I like to listen to the crickets.
Speak up, Jack, I can hear you.
There's one now.
Hey, you're killing me, Azaleas!
Officer, you don't understand. I can explain.
Explain to the judge.
That's not fair, officer. You don't arrest dogs. There he is. Psst.
Victoria, what are you doing here?
Oh, Daddy, Jack told me what happened.
Did you have to?
Why not? A few moments, it's going to be public record. Everyone's going to know. How are they treating you?
How do you think they're treating me? Locked up with the dregs of humanity.
Yeah, you should see some of the people in there.
I called your lawyer. He said he'd be here as soon as he could.
Where is he? They're going to start any minute.
I'll go wait out in the hall for him.
This is all your fault.
Daddy, calm down.
How can I? The embarrassment of having to stand up in front of a judge on a charge like this. I just hope he's an understanding man.
All right.
This just isn't your day.
Maybe it is.
You may be seated.
What do you mean?
That's Priscilla Hancock.
You know her?
Yes. She's the president of our local branch of the Miles Standish Society.
Oh, that bunch of snobs.
Shame on you, Victoria. We are descendants of one of the first families to land at Plymouth Rock, and it's not to be taken lightly.
Oh, Daddy.
Besides, it could come in handy. Our kind takes care of its own.
Court is now in session. The first case on the agenda is James Bradford.
What are you going to do? Your lawyer's not here.
Well, I don't think we'll need him today.
Mr. Bradford, someone of your caliber is the last person I'd expect to see here.
Well, Your Honor, there's been a most amusing misunderstanding.
I imagine so.
Nah.
You've been charged with being a public nuisance.
It's all in the arrest report, Your Honor.
Public nuisance? What'd he do? What? Hey, buddy, some of us gotta live in that park.
Officer, are you sure of your facts? It says here in your report that it was very dark.
Well, I know what I saw. The perpetrator was in clear violation of the penal code. He's lucky I didn't cite him for assaulting an officer.
Assaulting an officer?
Well, when I tapped him on the shoulder and he turned around.
Yes, yes. I think your time would be better spent looking for real criminals.
See what I mean? Our kind takes care of its own.
Vicky, his lawyer still hasn't shown up.
Who's gonna see?
All right, Jack, it's all right.
If we may return our attention to the matter at hand. And Mr. Bradford, do you have anything to say before I rule on this?
Nothing at all, Your Honor.
Well, I do.
What?
Your Honor, before you condemn him, you should know that Mr. James Bradford is a man whose character is beyond question. He's someone who's always tried to be a model citizen.
Jack, you don't...
But it wasn't easy. He had to pull himself up from the lowest dregs of society.
Lowest dregs?
Yes. He was brought up in the slums. He lived out of garbage cans. This man did not even know who his real parents were. No, Vicky, I know your father doesn't want his secret revealed, but, you know, it's time for his real story to be brought out. Don't worry, Mr. Bradford, the truth shall set you free.
He didn't know who his parents were?
Oh, Priscilla, don't...
Oh, be quiet.
Your Honor, can't you find it in your heart to forgive this man for a foolish indiscretion, a momentary weakness, a short burst of folly? Before I rest my case, I'd like to leave you with one final thought. When justice is tempered with mercy, love heals all wounds. Thank
you. That was well spoken, young man.
Thank you so much.
I find the defendant guilty.
What?
The penalty for this offense is a 5-day jail sentence.
Oh, no!
But I think justice would be better served if we used Mr. Bradford's considerable talents for the betterment and enrichment of this community.
I'll do what I can.
Well, Mr. Bradford, it's a good thing you knew that judge. You were sure lucky.
Oh, shut up.
Listen, you missed a candy wrapper back there. See? Right next. It's right there by... Hey!
Crowd was videotaped in front of a studio audience.
Is Jack getting booted for the girl's old roommate? Three's Company, next on Deja Vu.